Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Fresh ball falls upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors. But it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus, the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls, and the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. I've wear them all the time. No, yeah. I got like 10.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver.
And lifesaver.
Now he smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must-have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
We'll start with our boy Brad Zawacki from Grip Baseball. He is the subject of UFO talks. I took a real interest in the congressional hearings on UAP extraterrestrial encounters and the whistleblower David Grush. In September, NASA apparently debunked UFOs are extraterrestrial. Have you all kept up with the subject, and why haven't we heard more from the whistleblower? Maybe gravity from AAA has insight. Thanks, and this is Brad Zawacki, the founder of Grip Baseball Company. You know why? Because this is a perfect encapsulation of social media. And we always talk about this all the time. They had the UFO hearings, and how long were people interested in it?
Day and a half.
2 or 3 days? Day and a half? Until what? The next story came, the next wave story came on and just canceled out, washed away the UFO story. Brother, just happens constantly on social media. It's just the victim of lack of interest because the social media narratives drove other interests, that passed the UFO stuff, and now people don't care about it anymore. That's what happened to me.
Like the train crash and chemical spill in Ohio that nobody gives a fuck about. You know?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, why would you?
You live in Pennsylvania and you got your own problems. Are we supposed to worry about what happens in every city?
No, but like internationally, like maybe we should have done a lot more to help them there than be worried about what's going on in the Ukraine and in Israel and shit and throwing all the money there. Maybe we should have helped Ohio out a little.
Right.
No, not maybe we should have. But what did you want to say on this? Any of you two?
Go ahead. No,
I just thought it was kind of fascinating because I watched the congressional hearings. Here's the thing, bro. The guy's saying that he had conversations with like these unnamed officials. And, you know, and I like how now they call UFOs UAPs. What was wrong with UFOs?
I didn't know they switched it.
Right. So anyways, yeah, they have switched it. Yeah. And so he was saying that they had like non-human space craft and they had like, you know, dead pilots. And he said that like Mussolini. Did you see these hearings, Disco, or no?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So I got a condensed version of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that like Mussolini had recovered spacecraft and that, you know, the Five Eyes, that intelligence system with the United States and all that, that they had, you know, that they had this, they got it from Mussolini. And so the guys were like, okay, so because they also, if you remember, they also interviewed the two pilots. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The one guy was flying, because remember, I used to work in a Naval Air Pacific, so I'm kind of a mark for this. So he was flying like an FA-18, which was after I left the Navy. That was like the top of the line jet, right? That's called the Super Hornet, which had replaced the Tomcat, which is now being replaced by the F-35, which is fucking dope. Anyways, this guy was saying that this thing was outrunning them. It was doing, you know, moves that could not be done with, you know, propulsion. And so when they were asking this guy, so why don't you tell us who told you this and why don't you show us your evidence? The guy kept saying that he would only say it and see if you can look up this term, Joe, like in a non-secure place, not like it had like three initials, non-secure foundation, some bullshit. See if you find the word, Joe. Anyways, if you want to know more about our discussion of UFOs, and I don't know if Joe has the time to look for this, listen to our conversation on Bob Lazar, that he was in the Area 51 to reverse engineer all that technology and shit, right?
Yeah, that's on a talks.
Yeah, the only bad thing about him is when I was going down a rabbit hole on Bob Lazar, it says that there's some supposed university that he said he attended that says they never heard of him. But anyways, you know what was wild, Disco?
What?
Did you ever see when Neil deGrasse Tyson went on the Joe Rogan show?
Yes. I said,
How fascinating was it when he brought up that Stephen Hawking had warned that alien invaders may come here, they may not have good intentions.
Right, they might enslave us. is what the theory
right,
was.
Right, exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah. Because that's what species do when they conquer the other species.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing about UFOs that, you know, where people say they're debunked and stuff, that I would just sit there and say, like, wait a second, you know, we don't even know how the universe started. Like, we don't know how we got here. There's so much stuff that we don't know, that how can you, like, unequivocally say that things don't exist or stuff doesn't happen? When our lack of knowledge universally is probably so minimalistic compared to, like, the size of the universe and what we know about it. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's kind of arrogant and kind of like agenda driven to have people say like, you know, the UFOs do not exist. They've been debunked. You know, I don't know.
And the other thing that stuck out to me that Neil said was that like a very aggressive, you know, people from another galaxy or planet, they might be colonizing other galaxies and come here and do the same. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's nothing we could do about it.
Well, how do you know in our human history, with a human, you know, we don't have the internet back in the year, you know, 20,000 years ago and everything. What if our species is a colonized species from another planet that came here and got dropped off here? So maybe, yeah, like,
you never know.
You never know. You know, the genes are there and stuff. Everything. I don't know. I'm more into the concept of intelligent design more than I am like create, you know, like Big Bang and stuff and everything. Cause I don't know. I just see like the human being, you know, like if you look at your, like in the evolutionary process of man, it's like you look at parts of your bodies, like how did this come to fruition? Like this looks like it was created to be a certain way. Like why do I have a tonsil? You know, like why are my fingers? Why do I have five fingers on my hand? You know, so like why do I have certain things? Why the perfect example? You know, why is the orgasm the driving force in reproduction? You know what I'm saying? Like so people are so a species will reproduce. It seems to me like they were created to make like the orgasm something you would want to have like a lot, yeah, of them is something out there. We need to make it to where you want to reproduce, like the right reproductive process involves the orgasm. It's like that. Mm-hmm. That to me is the most fascinating thing about creation. You know, like something like that. Like you know, having sex with a girl is like the best thing you can do. But that's how you reproduce your offspring. You know, it's just kind of like that's kind of, you know.
But what do you say that if you look at the evolution of man, you know, from the, you know, do you think that we derived from apes?
I don't know. I do not know. I just know that I look at, you know, how advanced we are compared to, like, you know, from a Big Bang where creation out of nothing just seems like really weird that we have all this stuff. You know, It just seems like there's a creator. That would be my best guess. But where did the creator come from? Who created the creator? You know, that's all that's up for debate, but we don't know, you know. Mm. So
well, the thing you were asking for, Conan, the guy's name is David Grush. He's the one that testified. Yeah. And he said he couldn't give up info because he would go to jail for revealing the classified info. And it says members complained that they had been denied access to a secure hearing room or a sensitive compartmented information facility. That's where they wanted to go. That's
skiff.
Okay, so what if they tell him, okay, tell us what it is and you won't go to jail? We'll give you immunity. Why hasn't he talked?
Who knows? Maybe he's full of shit.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold flu and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation? Where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission. At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. It's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySubs.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
So Joaquin Andujar, and the subject is the murder lynching of Jonathan Lewis in Vegas. Hi, guys. I was wondering if the murder of the teen Jonathan Lewis is getting any attention in Vegas. It's not been on any national news. Actually, it has been on national news, but it's not really prominent. Okay, why is that? Surely if 15 whites lynched a black teen, it would rightfully be on the national news 24/7. Why isn't it on this time? Thanks. Well, what was this guy's name? Jonathan Lewis.
No. The guy that wrote in.
Joaquin Andujar.
Wait a minute. That used to be a pitcher for the Astros, remember?
Oh, sorry. This might be one of those guys that's doing the sports.
All right. Yellow card him.
George Kittle, right?
right.
Okay, let me make a point.
Gandolfini. Okay. Yeah.
And I don't even think you can argue this, okay? Because this.
Oh, I know what this is. Yeah, go ahead.
We know what this story is.
Let me see if I got this right. Disco, tell me if I'm right. Is this a guy that got beat up like at school and they put him in a trash can and they were like bullying him? Okay.
They beat him to death, but this is the kid that he wanted to go help his friend. His friend got his phone stolen,
right?
And they're supposed to all go fight in an alley, and instead of being like 2-on-2, it ended up being 10-on-2, and he's the one that got beat to death. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Here's my point. Now, when I look at stories like this, I look at like a bunch of troubled kids beat up another kid. Okay. Now, if the way the media is wired and the way they are wired to deliver the narratives to the people to try and work everybody into this divisive thing, if this was white kids beating up a black kid, it would be all over the place and talk about how racist America is, right? I want to make a point here. This is, you know, let me ask you a question.
What was this? Black kids beating up a white kid?
Black kids beating up mostly black kids. It wasn't all black. It was 15, but mostly black kids, right? But it's all, they all went to the same school. So it's like, these are all school kids, right?
Right.
People, we keep trying to deliver this message of white privilege and white supremacy, all right?
15,
When that narrative does not exist anymore. Because here's the point. Remember when I told you, Conan, how news stories, remember like if there's a black suspect, they won't name the color of the suspect when he's black. Because in their minds, that'll generate hatred towards black people in general if that narrative gets out there, right? Well, in the age of information and disinformation, that's misinformation. Because you're actively not delivering the facts of something that happened because you've decided that it may generate racial tensions. Okay, which, bro, these have happened so many times before. It's not like this stuff happens unless it's white people beating up black people and the media tries to send people into a frenzy. Now, I would call this, you know, this isn't racist, but if you're black, okay, and you can commit a crime and they actively will not tell the color of your color to tell your name. Like, they won't report that to the people because they don't think it's relevant or because they think it's, you know, protecting other black people from racism. Bro, that's privilege. You're being like if you're committing a crime, your race is privileged enough to say, hey, we're not going to tell everybody what your race is. But if you're white against a minority, well, they report it all the time. Is that fair? I would just like why is that fair?
Because if you're going to say it's a black guy, you got to say it's a white guy, and you got to say it's a Latino guy or an Asian. If you're not going to say anybody, then don't say anybody.
Right. So it should be like the whole thing. But my point is, a lot of news things, they actually have this in there, like the way they report this thing, this comes from the top, that they will not report.
Like a policy?
Yeah. And it's crazy because like you see stuff like this go, like you can always tell when they're not saying, oh, this is a racial thing that they don't want to report because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that's true. There is a narrative. If it fits the narrative, they report it. If it doesn't fit the narrative, they don't. And that's actively done by their own admission. So, and I would just say that's not – in the age where you have these same people trying to say, like, talk about there's too much misinformation, disinformation out there. It's like, well, that's very misleading. What you're doing is misinformation. You're actively participating in misinformation by not delivering all the facts to the people of what happens. And like, it's very hypocritical. And I think that's one of the reasons a lot of people really dislike the media is because they do this, because bro, this ain't like the KKK days anymore. There's not like mobs of white people that, you know, that are trying to hunt down black people and kill them and lynch them and stuff
If you were a minority, you wouldn't have said that if you saw Charlottesville, right? You're like, okay, there's a lot of people that think like this still.
Okay.
And they had the balls to come out. Imagine the people that haven't had the balls to come out.
That's like 100 people.
Right. But what bro,
that's not a lot.
I know it's gotten better because I've lived through the process. You know what I'm saying? I've lived from, you know, so it's gotten way better. And I just feel that a lot of times, it's almost like minorities want to dump on whites like, oh, you fucked us for so many years. Now it's our turn. Bro, you weren't born back then. So what are you getting even for? You know, so it's let's all be chill. Let's all live in fucking harmony. Bro, I got Cubans I don't like. I got Puerto Ricans I don't like. How can I not like a whole another fucking race? That's as ignorant as it comes.
Exactly. You look at like 9 people lined up and they're all of a certain race. Like, I don't like those guys. So you don't know,
you know nothing about them.
It's like, you know, so come on. Yeah. Like,
some of my best friends are other races, you know?
Right. Of course. Yeah. And like what they try to do is they paint this. They try to put everybody into identity groups when everybody is more interpersonal with the relationships, right?
Yeah, people fall for it. That's the worst part.
It is. Time.
Yeah, that's the worst part of this. But like I said, the media does a really good job of dividing, and you know, at least people, a lot of people can see through it, and it's like you need
social media,
right? Absolutely, Conan. Guess what?
What up?
You're gonna love this one. So welcome to the show, new K100 sponsor, Get Blitzed. Now, since you like to get blitzed, Get Blitzed's unique line of product, created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs and Bone Thugs and Harmony, include nano-infused THC Delta-9 Delta 9 is a real deal TAC. It's not that garbage they sell in the gas stations. So the gas station, you know, that crap is garbage. Delta 9 is super potent, like TAC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. No hangover. So take a look at the revolutionary products. You go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. And that's GETBLITZED.com. So Joe, you've tried this product, right?
Yeah, I've been looking for the right kind of, you know, gummy, the stuff they sell at the smoke shops never really turns out well. So I found this, the Get Blitz stuff online, and I was interested because it had this Delta 9 syrup where, as you were describing, half a teaspoon or whatever. I used a bottle cap of this cherry Delta 9 syrup. I put it in a bottle of Sprite and just was chilling, drinking it and playing PS5. I was playing a little Grand Theft Auto. And before I knew it, I was having the best time playing the game. I was all chilled out, no stress, whatever. Plus, I wasn't tired. You know, it was just cool. It was just like, I didn't wake up drowsy or wake up still feeling it or anything. It was like this unique block of time where I was really enjoying myself.
Nice. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. GETBLITZED.com. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GETBLITZED.com. And they got great flavors like Blue Raz, Key Lime Pie, Pina Colada, Tiger's Blood, Cherry Delta, and Great Delta. Tony, I know you're going to check this out. Now, I get the Pina Colada.
Nice.
Because I like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga and if you have half a brain, right?
So, if you want to relax, check out this new product, Get Blitzed. Boom.